Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 20-Day Inner Child Healing Journal Neuroscience. Based Guided Prompts That Will Transform Your Life by Angela Hoyos is a structured self-help journal focused on inner child healing, childhood emotional wounds, and patterns that continue into adult life. Rather than presenting itself as a conventional psychology text, it uses a 20-day sequence of guided prompts intended to support reflection, emotional recognition, and gradual self-inquiry. The book is positioned for readers who want a practical journaling format informed by neuroscience and trauma awareness, especially those trying to understand the long-term effects of emotionally difficult childhood environments, including narcissistic parenting. Hoyos draws on her role as a mental health advocate, her educational background, and her personal familiarity with childhood trauma themes to frame the journal in compassionate and accessible terms. Its purpose is not to replace therapy, but to provide a focus space where readers can identify unconscious emotional programming and begin organizing their healing process. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 20-day structure that turns inner child work into a daily practice. The central feature of the journal is its fixed 20-day format, which gives inner child healing a defined beginning, rhythm, and endpoint. This matters because inner child work can otherwise feel broad, emotionally overwhelming, or difficult to start. By dividing the process into daily guided prompts, the book encourages readers to engage in manageable reflection rather than attempting to analyze their entire childhood at once. The short time frame also creates accountability without requiring an indefinite commitment. In practical terms, the structure helps translate a complex therapeutic idea into a repeatable self-care routine. Each day invites the reader to slow down, observe recurring emotional reactions, and connect present experiences with earlier relational patterns. The value of this design is not that healing can be completed in 20 days, but that a reader can build momentum, language, and awareness within a contained process. For people new to journaling or trauma reflection, the containment can make the work feel safer and more approachable. Secondly, neuroscience-informed prompts focused on unconscious emotional programming. The book presents its prompts as neuroscience-based, with the practical aim of helping readers notice how early experiences shape adult emotional responses. The phrase inner child programming points to learned patterns that can operate below conscious awareness, such as defensiveness, fear of abandonment, people-pleasing, shame responses, or difficulty trusting personal needs. The journal format is well suited to this aim because writing can slow automatic reactions and make repeated patterns more visible. Instead of asking readers only to think positively or make general affirmations, the prompts are designed to direct attention toward emotional triggers, bodily responses, and recurring beliefs that may have roots in childhood. This approach reflects a trauma-informed assumption adult behavior often makes more sense when seen as adaptation rather than failure. The neuroscience framing should be understood as a guiding orientation rather than a substitute for clinical treatment. Its usefulness lies in encouraging readers to connect emotional habits with learning, memory, and nervous system responses in accessible language. Thirdly, childhood trauma and narcissistic parenting as a specific healing context. A distinctive aspect of the journal is its emphasis on childhood trauma, particularly experiences associated with narcissistic parents or emotionally invalidating family dynamics. This gives the book a more specific focus than many general self-reflection journals. Readers who grew up in such environments may struggle to separate their authentic needs from learned survival strategies, especially if emotional attention in childhood was inconsistent, conditional, or centered around parental control. The prompts are meant to help uncover how those early dynamics may continue to influence adult relationships, self-worth, boundaries, and emotional regulation. The book does not need to provide a full clinical taxonomy of narcissistic abuse to be useful in this context. Its practical contribution is that it gives readers a structured way to name subtle emotional injuries that are often difficult to explain. By linking current patterns to childhood conditioning, the journal can help readers move from vague self-blame toward a clearer understanding of adaptation, loss, and unmet developmental needs. Fourthly, journaling is a safe container for emotional recognition and self-witnessing. The journal relies on writing not simply as expression, but as a method for self-witnessing. Inner child work often involves feelings that were minimized, denied, or never fully processed during childhood. A guided journal can provide a private space where those emotions are acknowledged, without needing immediate external validation. This is important for readers who may have learned to distrust their own perceptions or suppress discomfort to maintain family stability. The prompts function as a container because they give emotional exploration a direction, while still allowing personal interpretation. Writing can also create distance from painful material, A reader can observe a belief or memory on the page rather than being completely absorbed by it. That distance can support reflection, pattern recognition, and more deliberate self-response. The journal format is especially appropriate for people who prefer a quiet, introspective tool rather than a heavily instructional workbook. Its strength is in guiding attention toward emotional truth while keeping the process paced and bounded. Lastly, practical value in limits of a self-guided trauma healing tool. The book is best understood as a self-guided support tool rather than a comprehensive trauma treatment program. This distinction is important because childhood trauma and complex post-traumatic stress can involve symptoms that require professional care, including dissociation, intense emotional flooding, relationship instability, or persistent anxiety and depression. A journal can help readers notice patterns and prepare for deeper work, but it cannot provide clinical assessment, crisis support, or relational repair in the way therapy can. Its practical value lies in accessibility. Readers can use it privately, at their own pace, and without needing specialized psychological vocabulary. The 20-day structure may also help someone clarify what they want to discuss with a therapist or support group. At the same time, emotionally difficult prompts may bring up painful memories, so readers benefit from pacing themselves and seeking support when needed. The book stands strongest when treated as an entry point into awareness, not as a promise of complete healing. This journal is most appropriate for readers who are beginning or deepening inner child work and want a structured, prompt-based method rather than a dense theoretical book. It may be especially relevant for adults who suspect that childhood emotional neglect, narcissistic parenting, or invalidating family dynamics continue to shape their relationships, boundaries, and self-perception. The practical benefit is that it gives readers a daily framework for identifying emotional patterns, connecting them to early experiences, and writing through material that may otherwise remain vague or avoided. Its intellectual benefit is modest but meaningful. It introduces a neuroscience-informed way of thinking about learned emotional responses without requiring technical expertise. Compared with many self-help books in the trauma category, it stands out through its short 20-day format and its emphasis on guided journaling rather than long explanatory chapters. Compared with ordinary blank journals, it offers more direction and a clearer healing theme. Readers looking for clinical depth, extensive research discussion, or therapist-led intervention may need additional resources. However, for those seeking a focused and compassionate reflective tool, it offers a practical bridge between personal awareness, trauma-informed language, and daily emotional processing. If you would like to support Angela Hoyos, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.